Friday was the penultimate day of Cal Poly's open house, a weekend aimed at showing prospective students and their families the best of the university. And depending on where you were on campus, you could have had different experiences. It could have sounded like this.
What's great about that is your very first year at Cal Poly, you're taking courses that are really immersed and really...
Or more like this. Hundreds and hundreds of students marched through campus with signs and chants. Their issues ranged from hike fees to hate speech to women's rights to student homelessness. But all of the noise always returned back to the blackface incident.
Blackface has no place! Blackface has no place!
Through town halls and social media all week, students of color have been bringing to light incidents of racism at Cal Poly that they say aren't properly handled by the university. The university's response regarding the blackface incident has been to suspend the fraternity while it investigates, and the president, Jeffrey Armstrong, has publicly said multiple times that it's unlikely the student in question will be expelled because while his actions may be abominable, they are likely protected by free speech. The student in the photo apologized in a letter to the editor of the Cal Poly student media outlet Mustang News Friday. He said in the letter he never knew of, and quoting here, the historical ramifications of blackface before last Sunday. Since the apology and protest all took place during open house weekend, administrators were trying to greet families of prospective and incoming students as other students yelled near a police barrier set up near the recreation center. While the protest was aimed at informing new students of all the issues at Cal Poly, demonstrators also handed out little pieces of paper with lists of references, specifically for minority students and students of color, basically saying, if you decide to come here, talk to us. We got you. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.